As Philadelphians prepare to choose a replacement for Mayor Michael Nutter this year, one of the questions we're asking is, what kind of leadership qualities make for an effective mayor? That's one of the topics to be addressed in a one-hour election special that you can hear Friday morning at 11 on WHYY called Leading Questions. It's hosted by our senior reporter, Dave Davies, who joins me now. And Dave, I understand one of the things you and our reporting team has done is talk to other mayors about what it takes to run a big city.
That's right, Dave. You know, with the help of our friends at the Committee of 70, we spoke to the current and some former mayors of Philadelphia, as well as former mayors of other big cities, and we asked them what they learned about the job, what skills they needed, and in some cases, what they may have lacked. One of them was Mark Funkhauser, former mayor of Kansas City, who said he had a lot to learn about dealing with the media.
I tried to talk to the press the same way I always had in my career, pretty off the cuff, pretty straightforward, and that was a mistake. As I told people, the mayor's mouth is a loaded gun. It has to be handled very carefully, and it took me a while to get to that. It doesn't matter what you meant, it matters what you said. And if it can be twisted by your opponents, it will be.
Well, Dave, government spin is one thing. What did some of the mayors have to say, though, about some of the more substantive challenges they face?
Yeah, a lot. I had a great conversation with a former mayor from Washington, D.C., Anthony Williams. By the way, that is distinct from the state senator, Anthony Williams, running for mayor here. I asked Washington Mayor Williams about making good senior staff appointments, finding the right people for his team. He said that was critically important, about 70% of the job, at least early on. And he had this to say about what to look for.
One thing I think you learn about hiring the best people is if you can find someone with specialty expertise and they're a great leader, then obviously you want to find that person. But you're not always going to find that person. So you want a great leader and assume, and I think it's always a good assumption, that great leader will be able to learn that particular skill set.
Dave, Mayor Williams also talked about the importance of building and maintaining political relationships. And a big part of that, he said, is sharing credit.
You're ultimately the leader. You have to understand that ultimately and sometimes unfairly, you're going to be given credit for everything that's good. Now, if you get, you know, the blame for everything that's bad. But because you get the credit for everything that's good, that's all the more reason to allow other people to take the lead and to take ownership of the important things. Don't try to hog all the glory. And I see so many mayors try to do that, and they get in trouble.
We'll be hearing more of those mayors, as well as some thoughts from Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter and former Mayor Wilson Good on the show.
Well, give us a preview of what else we can expect in Friday's special.
Got a lot of stuff, Dave. We're going to look into patterns of racial identification in voting in Philadelphia, mayoral elections, and just how predictive they may be of outcomes. I'll be talking about money in the mayor's race and why this election is going to be unlike any this city has ever seen. We will take you to a Philadelphia neighborhood in transition, which we're going to follow right through the May 19th primary, and we'll take a first pass at an interesting and competitive city council race.
Sounds chock full. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
That one-hour election special, Leading Questions, airs Friday morning at 11 on WHYY-FM.